The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some of you probably know this already, but I like to get my preaching points from the altar servers. And today is no different, but they've made it quite difficult for me. And that's what happens when you send children to Seton Hall Prep during these advanced theology classes, and they want to hear something about the Exodus of all things. How is it that the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ the King and this view from Luke's Gospel speak of the Exodus? I'll get back to that in a second. There was another one too. We had they'll remain nameless so as to not... I don't want you guys getting that path to me through them. So I have to protect them. I'm trying to protect myself also. One of them said, "The Pharisees." Just threw it out there, the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees, we don't see them in this gospel passage, but they do play a very important role. Because throughout the course of Luke's gospel, he's shown us that all the people, all the right people, are being chastised. All the wrong people are being celebrated. Jesus is turning the world on its head. That's what's going on. And it's happening here in this passage in very particular ways. This is Jesus's, believe it or not, and we do, that this is Jesus's crowning moment, the crucifixion. This is Jesus's crowning moment where he's seen in all his glory as the King of the universe. His throne is the cross. He's crowned with thorns. Right, there's the royal cup attendant bringing him the chalice to drink from on the cross. And above his head is the placard that says to the world who he is, the King of the Jews. And yet, all of it throughout the gospel is in this mockery, derision, right? This slander of the crowd. Even to the point of fact that criminals are there to revile him. But there he is. And this is the Pharisee connection, is that here, Jesus, as king, is pardoning this criminal who turns to him with repentance, while the Pharisees are left outside of the scene. They're left outside of salvation because they will not turn to Jesus with humility of heart. They will not recognize in him the King of the universe. And now Jesus, this is my passing reference to the Exodus, because that's a class that you guys are going to have to sign up to take at Seton Hall Prep. But this is Jesus accomplishing the new Exodus. Just as Moses led the people out of slavery, so too here Jesus defeats the powers that enslave us. He sets us free from the rule of sin and death so that we can live our whole lives for God. And we do so under the authority of Christ the King. And so today, my friends, we come before our Lord Jesus, who is King of the universe, and we make him the King of our hearts and our lives. We enthrone him in our hearts so that he might rule over our entire lives. And we can ask that question today, what sense does it mean to talk of Jesus as King of the universe? Look around you. I mean, are things that good? Is this Jesus' rule? But Jesus rules in this upside-down mission, right? And we could say upside-down. To us, it looks upside down. Jesus is pardoning the wrong people, right? He's celebrating the wrong people. Jesus is turning the world right side up. And we, because we've been claimed by Jesus, are part of his mission to turn the entire world right side up. Just as in Jesus dwells the fullness of God, so he's the meeting place of heaven and earth, so too we have become living stones in that same temple, that we now, as a people and individually who come before God in prayer and sacrament, are the place where on earth now heaven dwells. And not just that heaven meets us where we are to be in our hearts, but also that heaven now infiltrates the earth through us. We see that the crucifixion is the day on which the revolution was born. This turning the world right side up, this putting the world to straits, starts here. Jesus reigns as king, and it takes root today in our hearts and through us. His grace, his merciful love, his forgiveness enters the world through his holy people.